Adjective. Feminism, noun, 1. The advocacy of women's rights on the ground of equality of the sexes. Femoid. Foid, noun, 1. Term used to describe women, usually female humanoid, organism, sometimes female android. Regardless, it's used to indicate that women aren't fully human and are either subhuman or other, often used in conjunction with the pronoun it to further dehumanize women. Trousseau, noun. 1. True incel, reflecting debates around authenticity and the purity of the incel label. This is used to denote someone who is really incel. This might mean that they have never kissed, touched a woman, or that they genuinely could not have sex even if they tried. Stacy, noun. 1. Used to denote a woman who has sex with a lot of men and is stereotypically airheaded, unintelligent, beautiful, and promiscuous. As with other terms used to describe women, Stacy homogenizes and demeans them. Becky, noun. 1. Beckys are the majority of the female population and are subordinate to Stacys. They are average looking and have lower social status. Prologue. King George V Park, Edinburgh. He was standing in the bushes at the entrance to the tunnel, out of sight of anyone in the Tesco car park. Not that there was anyone to see him. He pulled off his gloves, worn to protect his hands against the biting Edinburgh winter, and sparked up a cigarette. He took a long, deep draw on the smoke and exhaled into the frigid night air. The smoke mingled with the condensation of his breath and hung for a second before disappearing. From where he stood, he could see anyone walking along the path, making their way into the tunnel. During the day, they would probably have been able to see him too, but the moonless sky and his black clothing ensured he blended seamlessly with the shadows. Someone walking up the path would only be able to see the gentle orange glow from the tip of his cigarette. As soon as anyone came along, he would extinguish it, crushing it beneath his boot. He could imagine them questioning whether they had seen it at all. He imagined them peering into the inky blackness, wondering if anyone was there. He imagined the uptick in their heart rate, their breathing becoming shallower and their mouth drying. He smiled, and he felt his own heart thump with excitement. He finished his cigarette and pulled out a hip flask, a little nip to keep him warm. It wouldn't be long. She'd be here shortly. Her Tesco shift ended soon, and he knew she'd take the shortcut through the tunnel and across the park. He knew because he had watched her do it several times before he decided she would be the one. She had caught his attention a few weeks before, when she'd scanned his shopping through the checkout. It soon became apparent this was a regular shift. She was pretty, confident, and feisty. He'd soon knock that out of her. He followed her home that first night and was delighted when she took the route through the park. Had she no concern for her own safety? Tut, tut. He noted with interest that she picked up her pace as soon as she entered the tunnel. It was unsurprising, really. It was long and stank of piss. The walls were covered in graffiti, and despite the strip lights down the middle, only half of them were working, and you couldn't see clearly to the other end. People hurried through it during the day, desperate to be outside and in the clean air again. Once she realised she was being followed, she checked behind her. He kept far enough back that she wouldn't be able to recognise him. But when she sped up, so did he. He laughed quietly to himself when she took out her phone and spoke.
Hello, yeah, I'm in the park. I'll be home in 10.
As she reached the exit to the tunnel, she started jogging.